Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, farmers are being urged to help combat the spread of rhizome rot. Stay tuned to find out more. And our proverb of the day comes up near the end of the program. I'm Prince Moore. Good morning.
I wish me could get a day for go do my personal business, you know. It would have better than fear run from work for go catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like me live a work.
So you know hear about the flexi work?
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are gonna allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Rhizome rot is a fungal disease affecting ginger plants, causing them to become stunted and yellow before the leaves dry and the plants die. Senior Plant and Food Safety Officer at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA, Francine Webb, says the disease is emerging as a serious problem in ginger crops due to the increase in rainfall over the last few weeks.
If you notice, if you're getting rain, then you'd have to go with systemic fungicides in order to protect your leaves.
Additionally, farmers should make sure to use clean planting material when starting cultivation.
What happens is that the ginger is affected by what we have found is a number of fungal pathogens, bacterial, and in some cases a nematode may be associated with the deterioration of or the rotting of the rhizome itself. This usually stems from use of infected planting material.
Affected farmers are being encouraged to call RADA for assistance.
Each farmer is going to have his recommendations that may be different based on what his situation is in the field. So call RADA in. We have developed a list of approved pesticides that are permitted, especially if you're involved in the export market, so that you will not suffer any rejections based on exceeded maximum residue levels, which are the maximum amount of pesticide residues that are permitted on the product at the time of consumption. So all of that is important, especially if you're involved in the export market.
Ms. Webb says RADA will be conducting a rapid survey in coming weeks to determine the extent to which rhizome rot is affecting farmers across the island. Farmers may visit their nearest RADA office or call 1-888-ASK-RADA. That's 1-888-275-7232.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
The proverb for this morning is, blind man seem neighbor fault. Translation, a blind man sees his neighbor's fault. This means, too often we are blind to our own shortcomings, but quick to point out those of others. Be careful not to do this. We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook with studio engineer Andre Palmer. And for producer Leona Schaefer, I'm Prince Moore, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.